In all, there will be 3 summits in different parts of the state. The series is sponsored by the UW system and a number of economic development groups, among them the Wisconsin Way. Jim Wood is with the group and the president of Wood Communications. He says the highlight of today's summit will be a new report by Deloitte Touche.
Specifically looking at how Wisconsin stacks up competitively with comparable states, and making some pretty strategic recommendations about where Wisconsin might want to go from an administrative and infrastructure point of view.
People with varying agendas are coming to the summits, ranging from big businesses like Miller Coors and AT&T to the teachers union WEAC. Wood says they realize economic circumstances dictate that it's in their best interests.
That doesn't mean we're all going to gather and sing Kumbaya, but I do believe that we're coming there. Certainly all the people I've been working with for the last year or so, there is a clear sense that we have to begin to contribute and do things differently here in the state of Wisconsin.
After today's summit in Appleton, the next is set for later this month in La Crosse with an in-depth look at the implications of a $2 billion state budget deficit. Then in October, participants will reconvene in Milwaukee to draft a series of briefing papers that will be given to the new governor and to members of the legislature. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.